So Care Champions is a voluntary advocacy group. We are supporting families who have been, impacted by poor care, particularly during and since COVID. We came together when people started to have concerns around window visits, and then gradually, you know, in some cases, people were raising more serious concerns, and then there was the whole issues around people who were dying and often dying alone, or families not knowing that they had COVID. So our group is made up of people who've all gone through it. We've all lost somebody, and or we have had somebody who was harmed in some way. So we don't want that to happen to anybody else, number one. And number two, our system for investigating concerns in this country is not fit for purpose. We've got HICWA, who do not investigate individual concerns. You've got the Office of the Ombudsman, who does not deal with clinical concerns. And then you have the Office of the Confidential Recipient, who only deal with 20%, only deal with HSE residents, and that only counts for 20% of all nursing homes.
Do you believe that ultimately what you and your colleagues and people becoming involved with Care Champions will end up doing is actually taking a legal action and actually testing this whole system in the courts to see how it can be improved?
Yes, many families have already started that process, and it's actually quite sad because no family wants to be dragged through the court. No family wants to bring their loved one's memory through the court. What families is looking for is the truth. They want to know what happened. You know, families are denied access to records. They're denied a truth-telling process. So families want to know what happened, who was there, was their loved one in pain? You know, basic things that we all need to be able to move on through life with grief. You know, grief is a normal part of life, but when there's a big piece of that story missing, it leaves families broken, it leaves families frozen in time. So unfortunately, a couple of dozen of our families have started legal actions in order to try and get the truth.
Are any of those families based in Donegal, or is it possible to say that at the moment?
We support families right across the country. You know, in fairness, I don't think I can just name out counties because it could, no. So we support families across the country. We have families from every county within our group. We are also going to the Dáil on the 24th of October. We are looking for our voice to be heard in the upcoming public inquiry. We believe it needs to be human rights led, and we believe it needs to have its victims at its heart, or the survivors of victims. And we're also calling for reform and change, for safeguarding laws, mandatory reporting, the care partner, you know, things that would make life easier for people coming behind us. And we believe that it's shocking, considering all the horrific stories that have come out in recent years, you know, regarding abuse and care. And we still don't have any adult safeguarding legislation. You know, nothing was learned from Grace, nothing was learned from Brandon, nothing was learned from Arthur Tractor. And we still are waiting for legislation, which is just appalling. So we want our families, we want our law. We want our law to reform care, that no other family will be left fractured and broken like ours. And we would hope, and I know the Taoiseach consistently refuses to meet with us, as did his predecessor, Mr. Martin. You know, families who have lost somebody in the most heinous of circumstances is only asking for the right to be listened to. And it's a very sad day that our government feel that they're too busy to give families who've been bereaved in such a cruel way. And oftentimes, you know, families are bereaved in this way because of decisions that was made, decisions and policies that they implemented and we suffered under, and yet they will not come and sit down and speak to families.